Dewey Clark, good morning.
Morning, boys. How's the cup?
Yeah, well, it's done and dusted, mate. We're on our way back.
Okay. Any luck?
No.
What about you?
Nah. Simple answer to that is no.
No. Plenty of people found the winner or the trifecta. No first four winners have rung up so far, Stewie, but plenty of people are better judges than us, mate. What about Mitchell Starc? This is quite phenomenal. He's gone hat-trick first innings, hat-trick second innings, the first time ever in this country in a first-class game. Quite incredible.
Mate, I was at something yesterday, and someone said, oh, Mitchell Starc got a hat-trick. And I went, yeah, I know he did. And they go, no, he's got another one.
No, he's got another. That's right.
I said the same thing.
In the same game. And, yeah, I was out there, I think, late on day three. I might have from work. And I was talking to Justin Langer and a few of the guys that were out there. And they said he's bowling that fast at the moment that it's a bit scary for those involved. And when it gets to the tail with a little bit of reverse swing, he comes hurtling in. And he said that they just stand no chance, the batsmen. And we've probably seen that in this game with these two hat-tricks that him and, you know, there was a lot of raps on the way Josh Hazlewood bowled as well. They reckon he bowled well. It's good to see him back and playing. He's got to get through one more game, which is the next round of Shield cricket, and then he'll be straight back into the test team. But, you know, talking to Justin and a few of the New South Wales guys out there, they look very impressive, they told me.
Yeah, and Cummins, mate, apparently he's bowling quick. He hasn't really got those wickets yet, but he's bowling well.
Absolutely. And there was no disrespect not mentioning when I mentioned the other two. He hasn't got any wickets, but again, everyone's telling me he's bowling as well. He looks fit. He looks strong. Whether he gets through five test matches, I'm not quite sure, but he's certainly bowling well. And whilst he hasn't got a few wickets, he's doing everything asked of him.
Can I ask you both you guys are the experts, but to me, Mitchell Starc, I think he's a good lesson for young blokes because he tends to knock the pegs over a fair bit or get the LB right in front. You know, he's got that, he loves that Yorker, but to me, he attacks the stumps more than many bowlers. Is that fair comment or random comment?
No, I think that's fair comment, especially when the ball's reversing a little bit. It's his great strength that he can bowl full and fast and straight.
Yeah.
Where it probably gets him into a little bit of trouble is he probably tries it a bit much when the wicket's got a little bit of life in it. He doesn't bowl enough balls on a good length that they nick and get caught behind the wicket. But, you know, when it comes to blasting out the tail enders and things like that or that surprise ball, you'd throw the ball every day of the week and say, mate, have a lash at this because I reckon you're going to knock him over.
Yeah, fair call.
And he comes around the wicket a lot. He likes going around and really targeting it in if he can get it sort of straightening a little bit. But a few batters scored runs, mate. You've got Lehman from South Australia. You've got Maxwell, got 260s. Have you got a preference who you'd like to see? Cartwright misses out.
Yeah, this is the conjecture, isn't it? You can take these last round of Shield games, and people have told me that, you know, it's an open book and whoever does well. So those three names come up there. Moses Enriques didn't do anything, so he's probably out of the running now. I'd actually go with Cartwright. I know he didn't get any runs in this last round of Shield games, but if you look at what happened last year when he played for Australia, he went back to domestic cricket. He got a lot of runs again at the end of last year. He got runs in the first game. The game's actually in Brisbane, which will probably suit him a little bit because the wicket does bounce a little bit, and he's probably used to that from Perth. And whilst Glenn Maxwell is, you know, he's done what's been asked of him, he didn't get 190. He got a couple of 50s, which I know is good, and in the context is great, but it wasn't a big 150 or something like that.
Right, yeah. He looks technically pretty correct, Cartwright, as well.
Absolutely, he looks like he's a good player. He's
got you don't like him,
and yeah, he's a player of the future, I think. And he bowls medium pace. Like I think that's what they're looking for. Whilst the bowling's secondary to it all, I think his technique's okay.
I don't know what I mean. Yeah, from the all-rounder point of view, his technique looks better. Not comparing him to a batsman.
I just would have liked to see some runs, that's all.
Just a
little bit of a form line.
I think they've got 2 days, Stewie. Mike Waugh told us yesterday, who is on that selection panel, that they're going to pick it after. I don't know why this happens. Maybe because of travel arrangements, maybe because of sponsors' commitments. They're going to pick it after day two of round three of the Sheffield Shield. For mine, why you can't pick it after day four of the Sheffield Shield has got me absolutely beaten, but I'm sure there's a very valid excuse.
You sure about that? You're 100% sure? I can't see it either. It might have something they've got to get out of. I don't know why they just don't let the whole round go. We're only talking about two spots. We're not talking about the whole team. We're talking about who's going to be the wicketkeeper, and we're talking about who's going to bat at number six. I think the rest of the team pretty much picks itself.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'd all like to see Matt Renshaw get some runs. I know they're going to pick him, but he certainly needs to get some runs. He's he's 20 off 120 balls or whatever it was in the Shield game. Certainly, I'm pretty sure it didn't impress a lot of people, but he's the incumbent and he deserves that opportunity. We're all pretty sure Quaid is going to get picked, and Hanscom and Smith and the three quicks and Nathan Lyon. The wicketkeeper, I'd be going with Peter Neville. I don't know what they're thinking. Matthew Wade didn't get runs. I know Peter Neville only got 32, but I'd be going with him. I watched him wicketkeep a little bit, and he looks like he's catching the ball well. So we're really only talking about number six, I think, and why we've got to wait. Why couldn't we just do it after the match? It makes complete sense to me.
Yeah, and how are you viewing England, mate, at this stage?
They're going through an interesting period, I think, at the moment. they've got guys going down injured. I think the Stokes thing's still hanging about. I just read an article on the internet that Viv Richards has come out and given them a bagging about being soft or something like that. But that said, it is an Ashes series, and as you know, mate, if they can get a little bit of momentum, like with anything, if they can get a few runs or knock over the top order and build on a little bit of confidence, anything can happen. And whilst you know Trevor as well as I do, and he won't be sort of sitting back and just thinking, oh, well, whatever happens, happens. He'll be plotting some sort of plan there in his little office, thinking about how they're going to win.
Yeah, it's good to have a plan, but you've got to have the troops as well. And their bowling attack doesn't look to measure up against our bowling attack for mine. Just on Trevor Bayliss, there seems to be this groundswell of stories now coming out that the Bristol Police Department could be making a decision regarding whether or not to charge Ben Stokes. There also seems to be this big groundswell of stories coming out that maybe just a two-test match ban for Ben Stokes would sort of suffice everyone and keep everybody happy, you know, show that they do expect higher standards from Ben Stokes, but they still get him involved in the Ashes series. So at the matter of, it's just a matter of watch this space, Stewie, as far as Ben Stokes is concerned.
Absolutely. But look, I think there's a couple of things out of the Ben Stokes stuff. It's been 5 or 6 weeks. He hasn't been charged with anything. And whilst I've seen the footage, like everyone probably has, it doesn't look great. It looks horrible, to be fair. He hasn't actually been charged. So, you know, innocent until proven guilty, which is used to be the old way, but so many CCTV and stuff like that, that sort of goes out the window.
That's right.
If he is banned, well, it really depends on what they charge him with and what the penalty is, well, flows from there. Whether it's two bans, I know it's England want him, so they'll do everything in their power to have him out here. I don't know about his visa. I don't know how all that stuff works. If you get charged with a criminal offence, doesn't that affect your visa?
It depends. It certainly does if you go into the States.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Australia.
Pretty sure it happens to you. I don't know. It may not.
You'd know, wouldn't you, Stewie?
Oh, I'm not a criminal lawyer, man. I wouldn't have the first idea. I meant the other bit about
being charged.
I'd go and see a criminal lawyer if I got myself into trouble. I'd go and see one. England need him. There's no question about that. Is he actually doing any cricket practice? That's the other thing. Is he just sitting at home thinking, God, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be.
I'd have him in my team if he was available. No, he's a good player.
Yeah, well, he's one of their best players. He's two in one. He's a genuine all-rounder. His batting stands up. His bowling stands up. He's a competitor. He's a real loss. Good on you, Stewie.
All right, boys. You enjoy your safe trip home and enjoy the rest of the cup. What's left of it?
Thanks, mate.
Okay, see you soon.